Barbershop at 239B Magnolia Avenue here in Greenwood is where you get complete hair care for your entire family, ladies, men, boys, and girls. You can get dependable hair care for your family at Henderson Barbershop, where service means more than just a word. In a nice, clean atmosphere, three fine barbers down to serve you 6 days a week, Brother Joe Henderson, Brother Wilson Henderson, and Keith Hackett. Just remember, Henderson Barbershop at 239B Magnolia Avenue here in Greenwood, South Carolina.
Oh, Sinners Crossroads Gospel Broadcast, you are tuned to here on WFMU. Nobody knows, literally and metaphorically, the whispering spirits from the You Can Count on God LP. From 1980, the whispering spirits there, Nobody Knows. And right before that, we heard the Weary Travelers. Is it the best name for the Travelers? Gospel Travelers. Weary is the most appropriate adjective. I claim Jesus. They do on their Travelers record label 45. The Weary Travelers and the Whispering Spirits getting us underway this evening here on Sinners Crossroads, WFMU. Where else? My name is Kevin Nutt. Thanks for tuning in. And we really have a special event this evening. The Reverend Jody Holmes and a sermon record just put out by the Detroit Gospel Reissue Project. When I could, I wouldn't. Now I want to, but I can't. Both sides of a sermon preaching record that we're going to hear in the next set. Hang with us, folks. Don't head for the hills. Yes, you will be blessed. Call your friends and bring the sick. Reverend Jody Holmes and his congregation, pastor of the Echoes of Revelation non-denominational church in Detroit, Michigan. Sermon with music. Listen to the words and enjoy the music. Here on Sinners Crossroads, WFMU.
We would like to welcome you at this time, but because of the lateness of the hour, we're going to present to someone to introduce you to the speaker of the night, Pastor Holmes. Yeah. Let's all receive it with a hearty amen. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. We do give honor to Christ, Jesus, the head of our lives, to Pastor Hester, the founder of the great Broadcraft, yeah. To the ministers of the gospel, my brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yes.
I thank God for Jesus tonight.
Yes, let him have his way.
We thank God that he's allowed us another opportunity in the land of the dying.
Yes, sir.
On our way to the land of the living.
All right.
We thank God that we got a chance to do something on our spiritual kingdom one more time.
Yes, ma'am.
From St. Luke Gospel, the 16th chapter, beginning at the 19th verse, you find these words. And there was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fed sumptuously every day.
Yes,
there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of souls, and designed to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table.
Yes.
More of the dogs came and licked the soul. And it came to pass that the beggar died.
Yes.
And carried by an angel into Abraham's bosom.
Boy, yeah.
The rich man also died.
Yes.
And was buried.
Yes.
And in hell he lifted up his eyes.
Yes.
Being in torment.
Yes.
And seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. He cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. And send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. For I'm tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receiveth thy good thing.
Yes.
And likewise Lazarus evil thing. But now he's comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. And he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that I would send him to my father's house.
Yes,
for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they come to this place of torment.
Yes, sir.
Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophet. Let them hear them.
Yes.
He said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophet, neither shall they be persuaded to one rose from the dead.
Yes.
From this scripture tonight,
yes, Lord,
we want to glean a thought for a few minutes from these words. When I could, I wouldn't. Now I want to, but I can't.
That's all right.
When I could, I wouldn't. Now I want to, but I can't.
Hey.
You notice in the subject we didn't say when I could, I didn't. For didn't is a lesser verb.
Yeah.
It might have denoted that we forgot to do something.
Yes, sir. Amen.
But in the subject we said when I could, I would.
Yes.
Now I want to, but I can't. Let us know that we knew something ought to have been done.
Yes, sir.
But we were too lazy or too self-indulgent to do what we needed to have done.
Come on, preacher.
These words are sad words. They're always spoken in regret and remorse. They're always spoken on the next day after the day of pain that we should have done what we should have. There was somebody wrote once about people putting off today for tomorrow.
Yes,
tomorrow is only found on a fool's calendar.
Yes,
but I read somewhere once where it said lost
yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Between the hours of sunrise and sunset.
Yes, sir.
There were two golden eyes. Each one paid with 60 diamond
nickels.
But no reward was offered. For they were gone forever.
Oh, yeah.
Lost yesterday. The people who lost the time yesterday might be found saying these words.
Yeah.
When I could, I wouldn't.
Yes, sir.
And now I want to, but I can't.
Yes.
These are some sad words.
Yes, sir.
Let us look briefly in the history and see if we can hear these words being echoed down the corridor of time.
Yes, sir.
Or let us go back to the year of 1912. They tell me that a great ship left England on its way to America.
Oh, yes.
This ship was supposed to have been unsinkable.
Uh-huh.
It was supposed to have been invincible.
Right. Yeah.
So when they left out, they didn't take precaution and put on enough life raft.
Uh-huh.
They were so sure that it wouldn't sink.
Come on, Richard.
But to tell me that when they got out in the Atlantic, that for some reason God had an iceberg there. Now man said it wasn't supposed to have been there.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to tell you tonight that there's something that man does not rule. So when it ran into this iceberg, they tell me it ripped the ship.
My God.
And then they found out that the ship was gonna sink. But can you imagine the captain after he got everybody on board?
Come on, preacher, come on.
That was able to get on the few life rafts he had. Can you imagine him going back into his office? Sitting down at his desk. Listening to the screaming of the children. Can you hear him saying these words?
Yes, sir.
When I could, I wouldn't. I want to, but I can't.
Yes.
It was too late then, yeah. The ship was saying that I must move on to another time in history. The year of 1941.
Yeah.
When the Second World War had just begun, Adolf Hitler stretched out his paw for the European countries in the war. Didn't do it by himself, but he went out to plan. Out for the battle called No Man's Land. Hitler told his men, fear, I myself would be the engineer. No Japanese would be dissatisfied pretending to be on neither side. Got him a ticket to the United States. He had the Roosevelt to communicate. And act like a man, didn't at all. Get on board. road. Go ahead, ask the bus going on. I hear them saying that man yonder preached 120 years. We laughed at him. We made fun of him. Man standing in a temple with his eyes punched out, standing between two poles. Tell me, you've been a strong man. Everybody tried to tear him down. When I read that story, I often wonder why didn't they want to be strong. Church now. Church, I've been
anybody been a long time. Denomination stand on one corner. Another denomination stand on another corner. Come on, I'm right.
Yeah. One day, yeah. Yeah. Turn me
Pastor Jody Holmes. When I could, I wouldn't. Now I want to, but I can't. Who knows how long that sermon just chugged on after the recording tape ran out on the Natural Records record label out of Detroit, Michigan. And one of the first of three vinyl LPs in the Detroit Gospel Reissue Project. And an amazing thing that is. The Reverend Jody Holmes. Complete sermon. Thanks for hanging with us. Wonder how many are left with us. Yes, only one returned to Jesus. The healed leper. Only one of 12 to thank him for healing him. Thank you for staying with us on Sinner's Crossroads. My name is Kevin Nutt. If you'd like to get in touch with us, any kind of comment or inquiry, lucky numbers, tax advice, curios, objects in mirror are closer than they appear. We can be reached by email. That is center@wfmu.org, center@wfmu.org. WFMU.org will also open up a cornucopia of web pages of all things WFMU, including the Accu playlist going on now, and comments and tomfoolery by the Gospel Knuckleheads. Center, WFMU.org. Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to help you out here after our sermon. Thanks for hanging with us. We're going to be blessed right here by the Biblical Gospel Singers to start our next kind of short set, a little bit of short set here on Sinner's Crossroads. Goodbye World. Not really, but that's what they'll be singing about. Listen to the words. The Biblical Gospel Singers, courtesy of the Songbird record label, here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU.
Goodbye, world.
Goodbye, world.
Goodbye, world.
Got a slow one and a fast one, and a slow one there. Our two-song set, pretty rare for Sinners Crossroads. The Wonderful Airs from their I See the Chariot Coming LP on the Brother Love record label. Think of God's Goodness. That's what they were blessing us with us right there. Think of God's Goodness, the Wonderful Airs. Two words. And right before that, we heard the Biblical Gospel Singers, Goodbye World, from their Presenting LP on the Songbird record label, about 1967 on that. Our two-song set, made possible by our Reverend Jody Holmes' sermon in the previous set, When I Could, I Wouldn't, Now I Want To, But I Can't, from the Detroit Gospel Reissue Project. You should Google that and check that out. That's an amazing thing. Kind of limited releases, so you might want to get on your gospel horse there and check that out. This is the Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. My name is Kevin Nutt. Thanks for tuning in with us this evening on Sinner's Crossroads. Stay tuned to WFMU. You hear it every week. You best be doing it. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope at 91.9 in Rockland County, New York, and worldwide on the internet at WFMU.org. Up next is Music to Spaz By with Mr. Dave the Spaz, so please stay tuned to WFMU.
In any good-sized group of men, you're liable to find a bad one once in a while.
Hi, this is David. Well, here we go again.
You're tuned to Music to Spaz By with Dave the Spaz on listener-supported WFMU East Orange. If you'd like to set your watch, the correct Music to Spaz By time is exactly 1:30 the monkey's ass.
Open up! It's Joe Besser!
What do you think you're doing, Dave? Dave, I really think I'm entitled to an answer to that question. Look, Dave. I can see you're really upset about this. I honestly think you ought to sit down calmly, take a stress pill, and think things over. Dave, stop. Stop, will you? Da 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 da
Before the evening is over, I will have made a complete total fool of myself. I hope you get a kick out of watching it.
Now, wow.
Do the nitty gritty. Come on and do the nitty gritty. Come on and dance the nitty gritty. There's a nitty gritty way of saying boop bop boop bada boop bop. The nitty gritty. There's a nitty gritty way of saying do 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 da do da dee da. There's a nitty gritty way of doing.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy to be here tonight, even at this salary.
Late last night, I had a date. I must have been out with Dracula's mate. Cause what she did to me will probably ruin my name. And all the guys are really putting me to shame. Well, I parked my car down a lover's lane. I kissed her once, and she did the same. But when I wasn't looking, I tell you by heck, she put a monkey bite on my neck. What? A monkey bite on my neck. What's that? A monkey bite on my neck. Well, I tell you boys, it's a dirty trick when she put that monkey bite on my neck. Yeah! Mama said, hey there son, turn your head. I want to know who was that chick that put that monkey bite on your neck. I went downtown the very next day. My collar turned up and not a thing to say. But word got around and all the guys knew the chick that put the monkey bite on my neck. What? A monkey bite on my neck. What's that? A monkey bite. Put that monkey bite on my neck.
We didn't come here to hear you sing. Will you count it off, please?